In the subsequent 30 years, 29 other American states passed similar laws, as did Canada and most of Europe. Yes, the Germans admired America's fitter family contests, in which good American Aryans were judged like prize cattle at county fairs, but some Scandinavian nations were years ahead of the Germans when it came to eugenic schemes, and many European countries and Canadian provinces remained committed to eugenics decades after the fall of the Third Reich. Comparisons between the progressives' efforts to build a race and the Nazis' efforts to hone or redeem their already homogeneous racial nation can easily become overly invidious because the checks on such programs in America were so much stronger. Thanks to American exceptionalism, progressives were forced to tinker surgically with scalpels, a point they lamented often, while thanks to German exceptionalism, National Socialists had a free hand to use axes, sledgehammers, and bulldozers. In a sense, Germany had been waiting for eugenics to arrive in order to give a scientific rationale to the deep romantic yearnings in its culture. Nietzsche himself had pointed the way. In 1880, he wrote, "The tendency must be towards the rendering extinct of the wretched, the deformed, the degenerate." Reproduction, Nietzsche argued, needed to be taken out of the hands of the masses so that race as a whole no longer suffers. The extinction of many types of people is just as desirable as any form of reproduction. Marriage itself, Nietzsche argued, must be more scrupulously regulated by the state. Go through the towns and ask yourselves whether these people should reproduce. Let them go to their whores. It's almost impossible to talk about the influence of eugenic thought on Nazi public policy, since the Nazis conceived of eugenics as the goal of all public policy. One of the last things Hitler ever committed to paper was his wish that Germany stay loyal to its race laws. Everything, marriage, medicine, employment, wages, was informed by notions of race hygiene and the eugenic economics pioneered by British and American socialists and progressives. As in America, marriage licenses were a vital tool for eugenic screening. Marriages viewed as undesirable to the whole national community were forbidden. Meanwhile, subsidies, travel allowances, bonuses, and the like were doled out to favored racial classes. Forced sterilizations became a standard tool of statecraft. As we'll see, the Nazis co-opted independent religious and other charities under the auspices of the state. During their rise to power, they constructed an alternative charitable infrastructure, offering social services the state couldn't provide. When the Nazis finally took over, they methodically replaced the traditional infrastructure of the state and churches with a Nazi monopoly on charity.